so grateful tonight for those beautiful readings on divine inspiration and how that God's voice is speaking to us always. In this week's lesson, in Deuteronomy, it says, "Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee." And I had an example of an angel visitant this afternoon. I'd been working and studying and had gotten the thought I needed to go upstairs and check something in my records. And I'd had that thought a few times recently, and I just had kind of blown it off. I thought, I don't really know why I would need to do that. But today it came really as an urgent command that I should do that. And when I did, I found out that there was something that I needed to take care of today. And if I didn't, I would lose money, so I should get going right away on this. And I thought, wow, I just thank God for this. If I hadn't listened to that voice, I would have lost quite a bit of money that I didn't need to lose. It would have been senseless. And it was just because I had forgotten and not heeded earlier voices, but thank God it came today, clearer and stronger than ever before. And this is how God works, if we're listening, just as the readings tonight said. We have an article on our website by Gilbert Carpenter, a short article called Listening to God, and the first paragraph says, "If you ever expect to hear the voice of God, you must accept the fact that his voice is right now sending out its messages continuously, and doing this because you possess a capacity to hear it." Goes on, but that's the truth. He's always speaking to us. And as we develop our spiritual sense and listen keenly, he will tell us what to do. We cannot make a mistake. It's just a matter of obedience. I'm so grateful for that angel visitant today and to be part of this meeting tonight.